Welcome to Rediscovering You, the podcast where we empower you to rediscover your life and manifest your dreams. I'm Laura Flowers, a transformational life coach with nearly 20 years of experience in the fields of psychology, mental health, and education. No matter where you are or what you've been through, it is never too late to reimagine your future. Whether you're ready to pivot, redefine success on your own terms, or simply take that first step towards a more fulfilling life, Rediscovering You is here to support and guide you. Each week, we'll share inspiring stories, practical tools, and powerful insights to help you break free from limiting beliefs and manifest the life you've always dreamed of. Are you ready to rewrite your story? Let's get started. Welcome to Rediscovering You, episode 18. Today, we have a special guest with us. Her name is Sam Morrison Wilson. Sam is the founder and community host of Safe Heart Connections. She has a heart to work with women as they learn to love themselves exactly as they are, while they create a life they love, one choice at a time. Sam, welcome to the show. It is so nice to have you here.
Thank you, Laura. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. So I was hoping you could talk a bit about what inspired you to create Safe Hearts.
Yeah, so Safe Heart Connections started almost 10 years ago. I got out of an abusive marriage in 2015. And very soon into my healing journey, I recognized that I knew I wasn't alone and that there were a lot of other women that not necessarily, it wasn't all about domestic violence. It was more about not knowing who you were and not making yourself a priority to be able to create a life that you love. And so I created Safe Heart Connections to help women, you know, not have to go through life alone and be stronger together. And it's really changed over the years. The first meeting we had was in Las Colinas, Texas, near Irving, Texas, DFW area, at the Omni Hotel. They had a little patio and a restaurant. And me and seven other women met outside for dinner one night and just had conversations. Six of those seven women are still part of my life on a very regular basis. And it's very interesting to me just to see how it's changed over the years, because now we have women from all over the world in the community. And I love it. I love it.
What a wonderful thing that you've done to create this space to provide community and support for women that have gone through something really challenging and really, really difficult. Are most of the women in your community similar to you, coming from a relationship that's failed for a variety of reasons, or are they women from other walks of life as well?
It has turned out to be that the women in the community are very eclectic, all over the place, whether relationally, age, whether they work or they're an entrepreneur. A lot of the women tend to be, if I gave a range, would be probably between 35 and 60s, 70s and stuff. Most of them have, I find, are either entrepreneurs or business minded, maybe like a manager kind of thing. A lot of them are coaches, female coaches. Because what I have found, the best unique qualifier for somebody in my community is they have been a giver their whole life. And now they're recognizing that, oh, wait, there's something for me.
What about me?
Yeah. And the way I teach it is that if you learn to create a life you love, starting with you, you put yourself first, then you can actually give in more generous, kind, loving ways. And you can actually change the world by making yourself a priority.
Well, and I think you just summed up what so many women are in, is that they give and give and give. And that's just how we've been conditioned, is to be givers, and that our value lies in what we can provide for others and how we can help others and give to others. And so it's a really big mind shift to go to, like, wait, it's okay to focus on me and to think about what I want and what I need in life. That's such a powerful thing that you're doing for the women in your community.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's true in that, if you just think about it, if you, I'd say, I use the, say, like, You give and give and give until you have nothing left to give. And then you're like, oh, can I give some more? And right. But what I use is the analogy of a coffee cup or a teacup that sits on a saucer. I'm not at my office today, but if I was at my office, I would have a cup on a saucer to show you. And what I do is say, imagine that you keep your cup so full to the overflow that it flows out and goes to the saucer of your life. When you can give out of the saucer of your life, then you are giving in a way that's not depleting you. It doesn't take from you, but you're able to give. And that's what we want. We being a giver is not a bad thing. But when you don't give to yourself first, you're not going to have anything to give anybody else.
I've never heard that analogy before, but it makes so much sense that you can, in fact, keep a full cup for yourself if you keep it in the container of the saucer, and that your
Yes.
overflow is what you are able
Yeah.
to provide for other people.
Yeah.
That doesn't deplete from you. What are some of the strategies or ways that you're able to encourage women to give to themselves and also be able to have the space and capacity to give to others in a way that feels good to them?
Yeah. One of the easiest things to do if you're just starting out, you're trying to figure this thing out. This is not something I created. This is something that I was taught when I started my healing journey. And a lot of people have said something similar. So, but if I'm just starting to work with someone and they're like, I don't know if this is even going to work for me, every time you go to the bathroom and you're looking, first of all, every time you go to the bathroom, I want you to acknowledge how many times you go to the bathroom. And even if you're washing your hands, brushing your teeth, you don't look at yourself in the eyes. You're looking at, like, you don't look at yourself. And then start to, every time you go to the bathroom, washing your hands, brushing your hair, maybe not brushing your teeth, because I'm going to tell you to say something, but just say something nice to yourself. And when you can get used to saying something nice to yourself and receiving it, then when somebody else says something nice to you, maybe you can receive it as well. And so for some women, the idea of looking at themselves and saying something nice is too big of a stretch. So maybe it could be they say, I'm doing my best today. Or I'm open to XYZ about me. I'm open to loving this about me. Because going from a place where you've never done this before to all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to love myself and all this is true, it's a big jump. It is a big jump. So baby steps of just starting to say nice things to yourself, because we don't give ourselves the same grace and kindness we give everybody else.
This is so true. It's so true. And this is something that everybody could start doing today if they're looking for somewhere to start.
100%.
Yes. And I
And it
love it.
costs $0.
Zero. Yes, it's free. That's so, you bring up such a valid point because I feel that for many women, it is very hard for them to be the receiver of kind words, the receiver of a compliment. I just think about like how many times women, myself included, somebody might say something nice about me, even if it's just something about, I don't know, like a shirt I'm wearing. And instead of saying thank you, my response is, oh, yeah, I got it from TJ Maxx. It was on sale. I got it for half off at,
Same,
you know,
same.
like, what is happening?
I teach this stuff, and my hair's not super purple right now, but it's usually very purple. And women all the time will go, oh, I love your purple hair. And I will default, like, I know, I teach this. And I'm like, oh, it could look better. Like, or it looks better if I did this to it instead of that, or this brand didn't work the same. And instead of just saying, thank you. Thank you, and not feeling like you have to give them a compliment back because they gave you one.
That's so true because I could hear that too. They say, I like your shirt. Thank you. And I think your hair looks really nice today. Why do we
You're because we're conditioned
I
to,
can't.
right? We are conditioned to, and being givers is part of how we're created to be. Like I said, I don't want to say be a taker in life. I want you to be a giver. And I tell my women, you know, it's okay. I understand that you're a people pleaser. Get it. Totally. Same. Been there. How about you remember that you're a people? So be a people pleaser, but start with you. And I don't want anybody to think that giving is bad. There's, a lot of women I talk to, I'll ask them, I'll say, do you believe self-love is selfish? And they say, well, no, of course not. And then I ask a few questions about what their life looks like, and their life does not reflect that they believe that, right? And so, when was the last time you took 10 minutes to just sit and do whatever it is you want to do? Not even a whole day or an hour, 10 minutes. When, or if you, a good indicator that you might want to work on learning who you are to create a life you love is if you had $50 and you could go anywhere you wanted for a rest to eat at a restaurant, where would you go and what would you order? Most women are so prone to picking, oh, well, this is what my husband would like, or my girlfriend would like, or my kids would like, instead of knowing where that where they would go, right? If you don't know where you would go eat and what you would eat, could be a thing. Or if you had $100 and you were able to go spend it on anything you wanted to spend it on, except for the only rule is you couldn't spend it on somebody else, what would you buy?
A hard question to answer for a lot of women, I imagine. So think, oh, my family
Yes.
would like this, or it would be fun to go on a girls' trip and do this, or my husband would love.
Just for you, just for you,
Hard. That is
with
hard.
no explanation needed. You don't have to justify yourself. If you want it and it's not going to hurt somebody else, okay, let's do that thing.
Yes. That's wonderful. And your organization is Safe Heart Connection. So can you talk a bit about the value that you've seen of community and bringing people together?
So when I first named it Safe Heart Connections, almost 10 years ago, I thought the real connection was going to come from the women in the community getting together. And it does, and it happens. And I've seen friendships being made and people connecting outside the group and coming together, just holding space in the community, in the chat, or showing up on the different calls. And that has really happened. But then also this mastermind that happens of women that are in business, a lot of them are women and business coaches, and they meet each other, then they can do something outside of their personal life to make it even better in their business life. We had a woman, though, I was just thinking, a woman, it's probably been 3 or 4 months ago, her son was in a very bad car accident, and he could have died. He didn't. And he ended up losing several fingers and just some different things. And she would come in and just post updates in the community about what was happening. And after several months and things had settled down a little, she messaged me and said, thank you so much for this community, just to be able to have somewhere to go to vent, to be real, what was going on with no expectations, and just for the women to be able to hold space for her. Another woman that joined recently, she's a busy entrepreneur, and she came across me in another community, and she commented on the video she saw, and she's like, I feel like I have too much to do. I really don't have the energy to join another community. And so my comment to her was just come join us if you want and just receive. You don't have to do anything. And she joined, and her words to me was it felt like she had a place to just be, and it felt like a safe, warm hug where she didn't have to do anything.
That's beautiful. And that also speaks back to what we were talking about a few moments ago about receiving and just receiving, period. That's it. Not with the expectation that you need to provide something else, but knowing that you are worthy to receive and to be
Yeah.
helped. And that is.
I believe that we are worthy, period. Hard stop, end of sentence. No matter what we do, what we don't do, it's not because we'll never make ourselves more worthy because we did XYZ or we didn't do XYZ. Once we can actually, I believe self-love, I believe the powerhouse of creating a life you love is gratitude. And I believe it starts with self-worth. Once you begin to believe that you're truly worthy no matter what, game over. You're going to do this thing.
Yes, that is so wonderful and powerful. You need to believe in the value of yourself and trust in your own worth and what you can not necessarily give back to others, but just the value you hold as a human and all of your gifts that you have in this world. It's a beautiful gift to have, and it's really hard to cultivate for a lot of people. And I appreciate you creating this safe space for people to be themselves, to receive, to connect with others, to find community. What has creating this space done for you personally?
Wow. It's given me a whole group of women that I feel like I'm sisters with, and I feel like I belong. Part of my story has been I grew up in a blended family from the age of 7 or 8 with a total of 13 siblings, and I never felt like I belonged. I knew I was loved, but I didn't feel like I belonged. And still to this day, I'm kind of the weirdo, and that's the way it goes. And I'm okay. I've accepted that now, and it's fine. But now I feel like I have a place where I belong, that I'm needed. And when I tell the women, I tell them this often, and it actually says it on this cup. And I realize the cup's dirty because I had coffee and it spilled this morning. But it says, "Your voice matters. The world needs you, and you are loved." And that's what I tell the women often. But I receive that as well. My voice matters. The world needs me, and I'm loved. And by giving that to other people and taking care of myself first, then I'm able to just receive that even more.
It's wonderful that you've been able to provide that for others, but that it comes back tenfold to you as well by virtue of your gifts and you giving back. Is this person who you are right now a contrast from somebody I might have met, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
That's cute. Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah. So I had gone from relationship to relationship, marriage to marriage, until ultimately the last one was abusive. And it was because I didn't know who I was. I didn't like, yeah, you 100% wouldn't know who I was. Like the people that knew me then, if they knew me now, absolutely, completely different. The biggest difference, I don't know, I haven't thought about it this way, but I think probably the biggest difference, one of the best things that's come out of this for me, is that I trust myself now. And I didn't realize how important that was, and that I couldn't trust myself, so I didn't trust God, I didn't trust other people, and now I can trust myself. And if I make a decision, I'm typically, sometimes I still do, but very rarely, but I'm able to trust myself and not second guess, not think, oh, I should have done that or I could have done that. There's always room to improve, but being able to trust myself at a core level, yeah, that it's a beautiful change. At least, and I see it. And looking back on how I showed up for my kids, that is my one regret in life. And I try not to have regrets. I've made amends to them where we have a close relationship. They're 27 and 33 now. I've got grandkids, and I wish I had learned this stuff sooner so I could have taught them sooner.
But you're taking them now and showing them now, and you're
I
doing
am.
the
Yeah.
work. And I
Yeah.
think that in and of itself, for them to see their mom be able to undergo such a massive transformation at any stage in life is so inspiring, whatever age you're at.
Yeah, I agree. And watching my daughter, because she's been able to learn how to hold boundaries for herself. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could have done that at 33. Wow, that's pretty cool. Look at that.
And I'm sure you had a major hand in that. Like you are leading by example and you showed, creating healthy boundaries for yourself when you recognized that you were in a relationship that was not healthy for you and making choices to be healthy and to put yourself in a safe space and create a safe space for other people. It is so incredible. incredibly inspiring of you to do that. Like, one, that you did it, you found it in and of yourself, but then you felt called to create this space for other people. And now it is such a source of hope and strength and sisterhood amongst women that are looking to be the best versions of themselves, whatever that is.
Yeah, when I was in the abusive marriage and finally recognized, like, okay, this isn't just him being cranky. This is like not okay. And I don't want to go into all the things, but I finally had the courage to tell some people what was happening. The way my voice was shut down, the way they're like, well, if you just keep things more calm, or if you do this, or you do that. And I just want women to know that no matter what they're going through, and it doesn't have to be abuse, it can, life will happen. It's not if, it's when. Your kiddo's going to get in trouble. Somebody's going to have a cancer diagnosis. There's going to be an accident that happens. There's going to be, you lose your job, or you start a business and it fails. And then on the flip side of all that, there's going to be all the good stuff too. And so when life happens, who are you going to celebrate with? We think we're more connected than ever today, but I call BS. It's not true. We have all these social connections. If there was something that happened and you needed somebody in a moment to be there for you, who would you call? And if you don't have a couple of people, you don't have to have a lot, but if you don't have a few people that you know that would be there, have your six and be there in a moment's notice. And it doesn't have to be my community. There's a million communities out there. Find something that resonates with you, but don't try and do life alone, because we were created to be in relationship with God and each other. And if we try, and you get to decide what that looks like, right? That's not me saying it has to look a certain way. But in my experience, the times I got in trouble was when I tried to do things on my own.
It's a very powerful lesson to know. There's so much strength in leaning into the support of other people, and it is not a weakness to be asking for help. And there is, I agree with you, human beings were meant to be in relationships with one another, and that is really, really crucial. If people listening right now are wondering, is this for me? How should I connect? How do I get more information? Can you share how people can learn more about what you do and if it's for them?
Well, safeheartconnections.com is the website, and there's some information there. And I'm on right now, my community's on school, SKOOL. I have no plans of changing that, but if I did, safeheartconnections.com is where it will live forever. The base of the community is free. That is my heart's intent, to make it so that a woman coming in that isn't sure if this is for her, that she can come in, explore around, poke around. There's levels in the community, and the very first one is a wallflower. And wallflowers aren't bad. That just means you're in the room, you're kind of scoping it out, you're checking things out. And then as you participate and engage, then you move up to different levels. And so I like to have, I say that have the phrase no wallflowers, just because if it's for you, you will engage on some level. I do have different things that are paid courses and different things. That is never going to be a requirement. I have women that have been in Safe Heart Connections for years and years, and it never paid me a dime. And that's just the way it is. So, but if there's women that are ready to kind of dig in, I have something called a self-love makeover. It's an online course. I have a one-day virtual self-love retreats. We have some other things, and I do an in-person retreat once a year. And in 2025, in October, we're going on a girls' cruise out of Galveston. So there's some fun stuff.
That
There's
sounds
some fun stuff.
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I
So
love
from free to whatever you want to do, right? With no
it. Free.
expectations. Just come and receive the warm, safe hug and start your journey. And if it makes sense to continue, I would love, whatever I can do to help support.
What a spirit of generosity to just show that you are opening your arms to anybody at no cost at all. And then if they decide that they want to invest in themselves at different levels, that's up to them. There's no pressure. So there really shouldn't be any reason for you not to explore Safe Heart Connections. You have absolutely nothing to lose and so much to gain from checking this out. Sam Morrison Wilson, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you, Laura. I'm so excited to be able to be connected in your world. And I know that I'm going to be connecting you to mine soon, too. So I'm
Sure
very excited about
are.
that.
As we wrap up today's powerful conversation with Sam Morrison Wilson, I want to leave you with some of the incredible wisdom she shared. Her journey from surviving an abusive relationship to building a community that empowers women to love themselves and create lives they adore is a testament to the strength and resilience we all carry within us. Sam reminded us of the transformative power of kindness. Kindness to ourselves as we navigate life's challenges and choices. Rediscovering yourself is not about perfection. It's about embracing who you are exactly as you are and allowing yourself the space to heal, grow, and thrive. If there's one thing I hope you take away from today's episode, it's that self-love is not selfish. It's a vital step in creating the life you deserve, one compassionate choice at a time. Thank you for tuning in to Rediscovering You. Remember, you are worthy of the life you dream of, and it starts with rediscovering the beautiful person you've always been. See you next time.